Dear listeners, we greet you very warmly from the tent of God among the people for all the nations of this earth. The Ark of the Covenant of the Free Spirit, the shelter of the eternal Word of God in its pure and unadulterated form, is located in the tent of God. The truth which is contained in the eternal Word of God has been given over millennia through all the prophets of God, from Abraham until Gabriele in our time, through whom the kingdom of God reveals the eternal word of the all-one God. Today, we would like to conclude our reading from the book entitled God Heals by Gabriele, the teaching prophetess and emissary of God in our time. Gabriele writes, "With positive thoughts alone, there is no way we can banish serious illness. However, if we project our thoughts into our inner being and address our cells and organs, it prepares our bodies for the healing waves of the Spirit. Nevertheless, what we are thinking should be affirmed in our sensations and feelings. In other words, thoughts, sensations, and feelings are of one will. Our pure being, the core of being of our soul, does not form a unity with the illness. With positive thinking, with thoughts of being whole, we have to expand our consciousness and raise it so that it may establish a stronger communication with the core of being of the soul, with the Absolute Spirit. This leads to an increased flow of the Spirit, which then brings about the wholeness of the soul and healing in the body. Thus, it is possible for the Spirit of God in us to dissolve the illness and cause it to disappear, just as the sun does with the clouds. However, we must take the first step. We must expand and raise our consciousness and establish a stronger communication with the core of being, the divine in us."
Gabriele continues, "People often seek the power of inner healing via prayer, meditation, positive thinking, and a purposeful diet, by striving toward their inner being, where the source of life flows. Nevertheless, they are not wholly successful in reaching the spheres of vibration where healing by the Spirit of God becomes possible. If we are more or less in harmony, if our thoughts are mostly positive, and yet, despite everything, we feel that we are not raising our consciousness, then we should take a look within ourselves. We should take a close look at our family, whether conflicts, quarrels, trouble, hatred, or other signs of discord are present. Such disturbing impulses can affect a person who has turned within. They can prevent him from attaining the harmony that makes it possible for him to establish a closer contact with the inner physician and healer. If there is disharmony in the family, it is recommended that the ill person himself endeavor to bring harmony into the family. Easily remembered sentences that serve as consciousness aids can be helpful here, such as, "My family consists of children of God," and "Only perfection and harmony can reign in my family of the children of God." And "The consciousness of each one is filled with peace and love." If we program ourselves with these thoughts and send out these positive thought waves to the family, many things can change. Of course, according to the state of consciousness of each one, how close he is to God, or how far he may still be from the eternal. Thoughts are powers, both positive and negative. But let us be patient and understanding and trust that a change takes place in the family as well. Let us see our neighbor as a part of ourselves. Then it is possible for us to meet him with understanding and tolerance, and with a love that heals many a wound in the soul.
Gabriele explains further. We should become aware of the following and program ourselves accordingly. God, our Lord, created no illness. Therefore, illness does not exist in his reality. So we should never think that we are ill. We let go of the feeling of illness and think health toward us. Our self-consciousness will then awaken and give us strength in abundance and peace as well. The one who asks for the healing streams has to focus his thinking on the healing power, on the truth, and become aware that he is a child of God and thus a spiritual reality. If we penetrate the thick clouds of the superficial world of appearances and grasp our spiritual nature, we can say with full conviction, I am a child of God. To become capable of positive thinking, of developing thoughts of health, we may not regard ourselves as physical beings. To be human is to be inconsistent and susceptible to illness and destruction. On the contrary, we should recognize ourselves as an eternal, indestructible being, which may blossom in God, its Lord and Father. No matter how critical our present condition may be, no matter how debilitated we are, all this is not important. It is only an external appearance. The external appearance is a silhouette and is not the same as reality. But whatever is not real is a fallacy. Fallacy causes us to accept as reality things that have no real existence. And so, what does not really exist is non-existent. We must learn to completely change our way of thinking and align our feelings and thoughts with the laws of life. Then we will arrive at the truth, which is God in Christ, who makes us free. We have to turn our thoughts away from the evils that plague us in our thoughts or in our body, and strive to have affirmative and upbuilding thoughts that promote health. Let us think thoughts of health.
We continue reading in the book, God Heals. If we recognize and acknowledge that God is our life, then nothing but God can exist. Therefore, let us allow God to manifest himself in us by affirming the divine. Negative thought complexes will recede, and it will be brighter, more harmonious and friendly in us. Illness is evil. God did not create evil. Therefore, evil does not exist. Even if evil is present in the external, in the material world, it does not really exist in God, in our true being. That is why we should affirm our true being. God created the absolute pure spirit being, the spirit body which is in us, with all its light and power. And that is why we should not affirm the existence of illness. Otherwise, we endow this phenomenon with a power and tenacity that it does not possess of its own accord. A person should not accept what does not exist in the spiritual, in the true reality. All power is in the truth, in the spiritual reality. We should affirm this power. Therefore, we have to learn to change our way of thinking. Not until mankind, that is, each one of us, has learned to change its way of thinking, will mankind flourish through the power of God. It becomes healthy and happy, joyous, peaceful, and harmonious. Spiritual healing, that is, healing by the Spirit of God in us, is a process of becoming free from the evils that we ourselves caused. However, the Spirit, God, can become increasingly effective and can lead us to liberation only where the person himself has created the necessary conditions. The essential requisite is that the person turn to Him, who is the life. A person must change his way of thinking and now replace negative, aimless, and brooding thoughts with positive, purposeful, upbuilding, and supporting thoughts. Prayer is the direct expression of the connection with God. However, our prayer thoughts have special power only if we actualize in daily life what we are praying for.
Gabriele writes, "If I ask for health, I have to make the effort in my life to think thoughts of health and not of illness into myself, thus preparing myself for the healing waves. If in prayer I ask for peace and harmony, I have to try to see the good in my neighbor and to affirm his positive qualities. I may not talk negatively about him. Whatever I send out comes back to me. If I wish my neighbor peace and harmony and see him in the light of the divine, that is, positively, then what I have sent out, peace and harmony, will come back to me. I become whatever I have asked for in prayer. If I wish to be loved, then I must first strive to love my neighbor, just as I am, I emit. Just as I emit, it comes back to me as an echo." That is why we have to change our way of thinking. The right kind of prayer always goes hand in hand with the right kind of living. It bears within the fulfillment of our life and is of the greatest significance to us human beings. To pray in the right way means to live in the right way. To pray in the right way means to fulfill God's laws, to forgive and love our neighbor, and to send good, positive, loving thoughts to our most implacable enemy. This is the prayer that is lived. It finds its way into our inner being and opens our consciousness to the healing waves of Christ. The one who is able to pray from the heart in this way, asking God for strength and help, will also receive. Yet if their prayers are not immediately answered, most people lose faith in God and complain about the lack of success of their prayers. In this way, they uproot the seed which they planted earlier in faith, in the fertile and productive soil.
Gabriele continues, "We must realize that an honest and truthful prayer, a prayer that is lived, is already fulfilled in the world of reality. True and honest prayer inevitably leads to fulfillment, because what has been affirmed and lived already exists in the inner world. God, our Father, is the fullness. He placed all of creation in us. Thus, everything is contained in us. We should recognize that the harvest already exists in the seed, even if it is not yet discernible to the physical eye. If we water the right kind of seed with the right kind of prayer thoughts and life-affirming powers, we will receive. A prayer lived in this way comes from deep faith and trust in God, our Lord, and in our Redeemer, Christ. If we know that what we wish for is already present in us, it is up to us alone to develop these forces with positive thoughts and a positive life. God also has the characteristic of patience. We think that if we pray today, the seed in us should germinate on the following day or in a week's time, and the harvest should show itself. We cannot expect what we pray for to materialize immediately before our eyes. Every attitude of expectation that we show toward God is doubt. We should not expect, but rather know for certain that in our inner being, we have already received. So that this is externally manifested, we should develop the firm belief that God's love is near to us. God is here. He knows us. We ourselves hardly know who we are. He knows what is good for us. We don't, because we do not know the burdens of our soul. Everything serves to the growth of our soul. This is why we should never demand from God, but ask of Him. He alone knows what is good for the salvation of our soul.
Gabriele explains to us, "Thus, let us practice patience by preparing our body for the healing waves. We can first attain the highest blessings when we have become mature enough for them through a corresponding life that is the will of God. Therefore, we must recognize that even suffering is necessary for the progress of the human soul until it has reached a certain high level. Suffering can also be the outflowing of a still present soul burden. In this case, it cannot be fully erased by the Spirit of Christ, the inner physician and healer, but at best alleviated. Only the one who has reached a certain height of development will no longer need to bear suffering. To find our way out of a painful life, we should examine ourselves daily. What do we speak? Do we speak badly about others? Do we say kind things about others? Are we pessimistic or optimistic? Do we talk about unimportant everyday matters? Do we talk about profit and riches or about spiritual progress? We must recognize that the answers we give to these questions are decisive for the course of our life and for our further fate. Once it is clear to us that we harvest the fruit of every word we have said, will we surely watch what we feel, think, and say in the future? Positive, loving thoughts and words are true prayers. Sharp, malicious words are not only harmful to others, but they strike back at our own life and health. On the other hand, loving words, which soothe and gladden the excited emotions of others, are also conducive to our own health and happiness. It is written, what you sow, you will reap. Therefore, we should sow the field of our life with good seed, and then we will harvest good fruits, for example, health and happiness.
We read in the book God Heals by Gabriele. How often do we say that our prayers were not heard? What was the reason for this? We must realize that the law of cause and effect holds true everywhere. Many think that prayer is easier and requires less effort than self-sacrifice and putting oneself out for others. However, a monotonously recited prayer is certainly easier, but it has little effect in our inner being, nor does it contribute to becoming healthy and to harmony, happiness, and joy. It is not a prayer that is lived. The one who fails to awaken his prayer to life by activating it through his living deed can also never receive. Sooner or later, we must all recognize that only the one who has also planted a good seed in the field of life will have a good harvest. To attain spiritual healing, all of the following is necessary. We must gradually become free of our base feelings and thoughts. Each day, we must become more aware of the fact that we are cosmic beings, children of God. We must learn to ask for forgiveness and to forgive our neighbor. If we learn these things step by step, we will sense the inner freedom, that is, the release from all that is negative. The negativity wants to pull us down and bind us to such human emotions as hatred, envy, enmity, and the like. The honest intention to ask our neighbor for forgiveness or to forgive him is already the first step. It is the goodwill, the readiness to do it completely. So that we free ourselves from thoughts of hatred or of enmity and fill ourselves with love, we should withdraw for 5 minutes every morning and every evening to a quiet room or to a quiet corner in a room. There, we should feel, think, or say the following sentences into our inner being. I am a child of God. May love fill my heart. I do not want to hate or to bear enmity in myself. I love the one who is not well disposed toward me.
Gabriele writes, if it is possible for us to always give selfless love in time, love will also come to us. The one who sows love will reap love. This is a law of the Spirit. Whatever we send out, we will receive. However, love does not have to be like a mild whispering breeze. It can also be the earnestness with which we say what is necessary according to the law. Love is enlightenment. Love is when our feelings, thoughts, and words are selfless. That is love. Thus, what we send out will fall back on us. It will take root in us and afflict us accordingly. This is why we need to live a pure and selfless life, to be able to receive healing powers. Gabriele closes this book, God Heals, with the following words for our heart. Love is the highest power in the cosmos. Love is our true nature. May every one of us again attain this highest cosmic power, the love. so that we can help mankind and the individual human soul to flourish and progress. This is what I wish with all my heart for my fellow people. Greetings in God, Gabriele. Dear listeners, we have come to the end of our reading from the book God Heals, written by Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time. It can be a true guide for all of us, a manual that leads to physical and mental health in unity with God. For today, we take our leave of you from the tent of God among the people for all the nations of this earth and wish you all the very best for a prosperous and healthy life. Greetings in God.